Hey, and welcome back to Sunday Replay. For our US listeners, we hope that you had an awesome holiday weekend. And for everyone else, we hope that your weekend was super refreshing too. Today, we're going to open the show with a reflection from our Meditation Ministry Director, Reverend Jefferson Beaker.
So, the summer season is in full swing, and many of our number are away today, and we lift them up and hope that they are having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And for those who are watching online, welcome. We're delighted that you've joined us. I think it is important to also remember the true significance of what Memorial Day is all about. It differs from Veterans Day in that on Veterans Day, we are remembering those in uniform who are still with us and serving our country. And on Memorial Day, we remember those who have given their lives for our freedom. And those who have fought in so very many wars, from the American Revolution on through the current day, it just doesn't want to end. And so we remember them today. When I was growing up, I would sit with my stepdad, and he would tell me stories about when he served in uniform in World War II. Now, my stepdad had landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, on June 6th, 1944, which we know as D-Day. And he had landed there along with scores of other young people. And they had landed there to liberate Europe from a fascist regime and a madman dictator who was bent on taking away the human rights of so many people. My dad would tell me stories, and we would watch movies together. We would watch a lot of World War II movies with one another, and he would explain to me what was actually going on behind the scenes. And it was fascinating to me. But I realized, even as a young person, that what I was watching in those John Wayne movies, if you've ever seen any, was probably somewhat sanitized from the way that it truly, truly was. If you want to know more vividly what the landing on D-Day in France was like, watch the movie Saving Private Ryan with Tom Hanks. I watched it again the other night, and I have to tell you, I had to look away from the screen very often. I can't imagine having been there. It was so vivid and so realistic. So from the watching of those movies with my stepdad, I continued to have a fascination with the war, and I've watched documentaries, and I have read many, many books and seen very many movies. And I probably have mentioned to you before that I am very much a history geek. So that was something that I would always do. This is the Washington, D.C. World War II Memorial. And if you go to Washington, D.C., it is partway between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall. I remember when this was created and when this was built, and it is an amazing, amazing memorial. Whenever I am in Washington, D.C., I go by the memorial. And there are always some veterans from World War II that will be there. There are not that many still with us. But if they're in Washington, they go to this memorial. And so when I encounter them, I go over and I have a conversation with them. And I love to hear their stories, and they're happy and delighted to share their experiences and their stories. And for any time I talk to them, at some point in their talk with me, their eyes will well up with tears. It's very, very moving. So standing on this memorial, I have looked out over the mall, over the reflecting pool, to the Lincoln Memorial, and I am reminded of this event. The 1963 March on Washington, D.C. for human and equal and civil rights. And I remember that march so vividly. If you go to the Lincoln Memorial, there is a plaque on the steps about halfway up where Dr. Martin Luther King stood and delivered that amazing speech. That speech is amazing in so many ways, but what we remember primarily from it is probably the section on I Have a Dream, where he said he had a dream that all of our citizens and our young people could grow up to live in a world where they are accepted and they are loved and they are given opportunity. But he said something else that I think is very important in that speech. For he said, when the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American is to fall heir. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember those veterans, as well as all of those who have fought in so many ways for freedom. So let us not forget that promissory note that is a gift to all of us and has been entrusted to us. My stepdad is no longer living, but as I heard his stories, I remember I said to him one day, let's go. Let's go to Normandy, France, and let's stand on those beaches, and you can describe to me those events as we are standing there. I could not get him to go. I think for him it would have been far, far too painful. So, for as much for him as for my own love of history, I decided that I would go. And so a couple of years ago, I did go to Normandy, France, to take a tour of World War II sites throughout France and Luxembourg and Germany and Austria and Belgium. And it was a life-changing and amazing experience. Our first stop on our tour was here at Utah Beach, where many of our forces landed on June the 6th, and where my stepdad had also landed as a, I know, very frightened 18-year-old young man. It was in 1944 that promissory note for which Dr. King spoke so beautifully was certainly put on full display, as it had throughout all of our history. And as I thought about that, standing on this beach, I was very overwhelmed at what had occurred that day. And I thought about those veterans who had given their lives and had died, and I thought, what deeds, what amazing accomplishments in life might they have accomplished had they lived? What are we without in our lives because they were unable to fulfill their dreams for the future? They left their footprints as well as their blood on those sands, and certainly on the sands of time. We look at those beaches today, and they are very calm and very peaceful, and people beach on those beautiful white sands like we would on any of our beaches. If you didn't know that there had been a war, you would not necessarily have known it from standing there. If you looked further up the hill, what you would see would be all of the German batteries, the machine guns, and the bunkers. And as I stood on this beach, a quiet came over me. And I had to bend down, and I had to pick up some sand, and I had to hold it tightly in my hand, and I let it run through my fingers. And I was very, very moved. a deep sadness that the lesson of that day has not yet been learned came over me. And I continue to pray each and every night that we will learn that lesson and that that promissory note will indeed be fulfilled. This is Pointe du Hoc. It overlooks the English Channel. And not all of our soldiers landed on flat, sandy beaches. Some of them actually had to scale this hill, climbing up on ropes as the Germans were firing down on them. I stood there and I could not believe that they were able to do that, to scale that hill. From there, we took a drive over to Utah Beach and a little further inland to the American Cemetery. If you look in the upper left-hand corner, you can see how close it is actually to the ocean, and it is up a little ways on a hill. And we went to this beautiful cemetery, and we began to walk around, and we began to look at the gravestones. Many of them are crosses, and they represent soldiers who were Christian, and you can see there a Star of David. And we walked up and down the rows. I read all the names as we passed. Most of them, of course, I didn't know. Perhaps my stepdad did. Maybe not. I did see the grave of Theodore Roosevelt Jr., the oldest son of the 23rd President of the United States, who died some days after D-Day on the beach. And then I came across another headstone, an unknown soldier. And it says on there, I don't know if you can read it, but it says on there, "Here rests in honored glory, a comrade in arms known only to God." And I thought, this brave soul, known only to God, had answered that promissory note. And today he goes unknown to the world, but not unknown to God. I prayed that the trauma that he had experienced that day, he will be released from. And I prayed that he now rests in the bosom of God. And he has at last found peace. And I know, and I saw as I walked those rows of gravestones, that there were many, many more just like him. As I stood there that day and I was resting my hand on his gravestone, I suddenly remembered another promissory note, one I first had learned as a young child in Sunday school, as a little boy, and I have never forgotten. It was one delivered by Jesus, who said these very beautiful words, "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." And I remember this promissory note on Memorial Day because it reminds me that through whatever it is in life that we experience, that darkness that we go through is not for us the final answer. Jesus gives us the assurance that we can indeed face the uncertainties of life, that we are not alone, and we can never be alone. As we breathe, Spirit God breathes with us. And in that sacred breath, there is always hope. I love this scripture. Now, Jesus is not saying that we will not go through challenges in life, that they will suddenly just all disappear. But I believe he is saying that in whatever challenges that we face, we are given all that we need to persevere with strength and dignity and courage. We may not know what the future holds, but we know that Spirit is as close as our breath, as vital to us as our heartbeat. Come unto me, all who are weary and are heavy burdened, Jesus says, I will give you rest. Somehow standing in that American cemetery, Omaha Beach, Normandy, France, I wanted those who had given their lives to know that beautiful truth. I wanted them to know that as they rest with God. The last few days of our 12-day tour, we went to Munich. And one day we drove some distance, not too far, outside of Munich actually, to the Dachau concentration camp. Now, walking through that gate, I felt a very heavy vibration and an energy. And I really had to prepare myself to take yet another step walking forward. I thought, I don't know how much of this I really want to see. I don't know how much of this I really want to experience, because I don't like the feeling here. And so as we walked through, I gathered several of our group, and some other people who were there, I don't know who they were, joined us. I don't even know if they all spoke English, but they joined us, and I led them in a guided meditation. It just seemed like the thing to do. I lifted up those who had lost their lives and those who had endured that experience. I lifted them up for healing from their trauma, and that they have found peace and comfort, and that their soul is in God's loving care. And I wanted them to know that there are people still today who love them, who love them, and certainly remember them. We stood around in a circle with our eyes closed, and we meditated. And then I asked everybody to please open their eyes. And it was at that moment that I noticed the light of spirit. It was like a beam, and it was streaming into the camp. And each of us looked at one another and looked at one another's eyes, and we could feel the burden and the weight of what we had experienced there begin to lift. I think we were lifting that burden for those who had endured that horrific place. And that light reminded me that God says, I have not forsaken you and I have not left you. I can never leave you. I will forever hold you through whatever it is that you experience. And so on this Memorial Day, on this Memorial Day Sunday, and I would say every day that you walk forward, know with me that Spirit will hold you up, and forever bless you abundantly. But that we also have an obligation to pass that Spirit and that light and that love onto others. We can't sit and hope that the future holds nothing for us, for the future holds and asks everything of us. That promissory note that Jesus gave to us, it has no expiration date, and we have to pass that lesson on to others. I am reminded of this beautiful quote by the author James Baldwin, who wrote, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." So what we can know and what we can affirm and what we can believe is that we do not face life alone. We face life with a divine partner, Spirit God, who is always right where we are at every moment. And never doubt that promise. Spirit God is always as close as your very next breath, your very next thought. Spirit God is right where you are. Some things can't be changed, but they can be faced because we know with whom we face them. May each of you have a beautiful rest of the Memorial Day weekend. May you find memory in your thoughts this weekend, and may you find joy in being with one another. And know that those who have given their lives have paved the way for you, and it is up for you to pass the baton and pave the way for those yet to come.
It's time for the Sunday Replay Halftime Show, where every week we take a few moments to reflect on opportunities that you have to engage with the faith community. First, if you enjoyed Rev Jefferson's reflection, you can also experience the meditation ministry that he leads here at Harmony. Our meditation ministry offers a variety of opportunities to engage both in person and online, including our Inner Harmony podcast, Inner Harmony meditation gatherings. We also have meditation Sundays on the fourth Sunday of each month in person, and the meditations that we participate in on those Sundays are posted to our social media the following week. So be sure to check out all of those opportunities, as these are ways that we can engage with God through meditation. If you'd like to learn more about meditation ministry at Harmony Toluca Lake, you can contact our meditation ministry director, Jefferson Beaker, and his email is Jefferson, that's Jefferson, at hollywoodumc.org. Also, just a reminder that LA Pride is coming up on June 9th, and we will not be gathering at Harmony on June 9th because we encourage you to participate in the LA Pride Parade, where we'll be joining with our Hollywood campus to have a float in the parade and show God's love to the queer community. We hope that you'll be able to participate with us, and if you would like more information about signing up, getting on the bus, making sure that you're ready for participation, you can contact our community building coordinator, Kevin, and his email is just community@hollywoodumc.org. He'd love to get you the information about the parade that day, but if you're not able to participate, you can join in for worship at the Hollywood campus. That'll be at 11 a.m. on June 9th. This week on the Harmony Podcast Network, we have a new Inner Harmony Meditation Podcast. For now, let's turn our attention to God and worship through music.
God, I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me vision, yeah. You know just what to do, yeah, Lord. Oh, I trust in you. I trust in you. Oh, yes, I do, God. And I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my shield. And I love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. Your love is devoted, like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, God. Faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing your praise. Will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Yeah. 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 And you, Father, the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder our weakness, your strength becomes our own. Ever be
Friends, I want to thank you for joining me for what is going to be my last episode on Sunday Replay. I shared last week that this will be my last week in this role, but I'm super excited for Donna coming in and hosting the show. She's got some great ideas, and she's going to be with you as a guide and a friend as you experience community through the Sunday Replay podcast. So definitely be sure to tune in for her first episode next week. And thank you for being a part of my faith journey for these last several months. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay. This week's guests were Jefferson Beaker and the Harmony Worship Band. This episode is produced by Donna Miller and hosted by me, Jace Lucas. Sunday Replay is a part of the Harmony Podcast Network from Harmony to Luca Lake, a campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. You can find us on Facebook at HarmonyTL or on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. Be sure to like, rate, comment, and subscribe to this episode. But really, what we would so appreciate if you could do is download this episode. Downloading is actually the only way that we can see that you listen to this show. So if you don't download the show, we'll never know that you were listening. So please, please, please be sure to download this episode. Join us next week for Donna Miller's first episode as host of Sunday Replay and for a brand new series kicking off our summer. Until then, for the last time, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.